Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started here. Thank you, everyone, for joining this month's Member Solutions teleconference. Again, my name is Melody Schumann, and I'll be your host today. The topic of discussion is your questions answered, and basically what I'm going to do is cover the top five questions that Member Solutions clients have been asking over the past few months and provide you with some really good answers based on suggestions that I'm using here in my school here in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. So if you just joined us, thank you for muting your phone. We're going to start with a lecture mode, and then we're going to open it up at the end of the teleconference if anybody does have any kind of questions regarding this topic. So let's go ahead and just jump right in. The first question that I received, and this is a very common question that people ask during my Member Solutions consultations, is how do I improve my networking opportunities with local businesses? And again, I always say, as you all know, there's four major avenues of marketing. There's advertising, there's publicity, there's customer service, and there's even networking. And networking is a very, very powerful marketing tool in the martial arts industry. It helps you align yourself with other businesses in the area, which is essential to the growth of your school and essential to the image and reputation that you establish with your school. Here at my school in St. Petersburg, Florida, we have aligned ourselves with a lot of local businesses, which is fantastic, and it really goes hand in hand with both businesses to help us succeed. So let me go ahead and just give you some ideas on how to improve your networking opportunities. The first one is Chamber of Commerce events. Now, I belong to the Chamber of Commerce. I've attended a lot of those meet and greets. I've attended a lot of the basic meetings, and I find the same results as you do as far as people who participate in those events. The main people who are at these events are people who are in real estate and people who are in mortgages, at least here in my area. And some people may say that meeting the real estate agents and meeting mortgage brokers becomes boring because you don't really have a lot in common with the martial arts business, and you're really trying to put your hand on how you can work together. Well, me personally, I have found a lot of success being friends with the local realtors and local mortgage brokers. Because if you think about it, they're dealing with people who are exiting your town, but they're also dealing with new people who are entering your town. So I like to go to these events, introduce myself, let it be known that we do have a great, fantastic martial arts school in the area. So as you're selling homes to new people who move in the area, please send them my way because it's a great opportunity for a new person to move into the community, to participate in some kind of activity that is fun, it's positive, all the benefits. Plus, it's a great way to just meet new people in your community. So I really enjoy going to these events and establishing those kind of networking opportunities. I collect everybody's business card. I put them in my email marketing newsletter that we send out each month. And every month I just send out announcements. Here are the things that are going on at On the Mat Martial Arts this month. We have a bowling day in February. Next month, we're celebrating our On the Mat Martial Arts 2-year birthday party. On this date, we're going to have refreshments. We're going to have bounce house, a slide, entertainment, prizes, all kinds of fun things. So when I send these emails out, I'm hoping that not only is the person who reads the email going to maybe participate, but I'm hoping that they're going to forward it over to their friends, their family, their business affiliates. If they're in real estate, forwarding it over to their new families in the community. So it's a really good way to spread the word through the email marketing and through the cards that you acquire from the Chamber of Commerce events. Let me go on to number two is having a bulletin area designated at your school for local businesses to post their information on. As a matter of fact, I'm going skiing next month, and I'm trying to figure out what to do with my two chihuahuas while I'm gone, and I just happened to peek on my own bulletin board and realized that one of my students has a pet sitting service. Well, this is great because now I'm going to be able to not only give her my business, but I have a lot of friends who have pets as well, and they're all wondering what I do to where I put my pets when I go out of town, so I'm going to be able to refer her a lot of business. In exchange, I'm hoping she's going to do the same thing for me. So it kind of goes hand in hand. Also, if you have a bulletin area in your business, then you're not going to feel as invasive if you ask people to hang posters at their local businesses. So, for example, everybody who's hung their business card or their poster up on our bulletin area, I'm going to call each one of them or approach each one of them and ask them if they wouldn't mind hanging a poster up at our 2-year birthday party at their business as well. So, like I said, it does go hand in hand. Thought on to number three, as far as networking goes, is participating in local business expos. Especially if you live in a metropolitan area, there's always business expos on an annual basis. Primarily the health and fitness one is the one that you want to try to get involved in. Because if you think about it, the businesses that are participating in these expos are usually local businesses. They're investing money in booths. And one of the reasons why they're doing so is because they want to gain exposure, and they also want to improve their networking opportunity. So if you have the money to put up your own booth, that is fantastic. If you don't, at least participate in the expos. Walk around, introduce yourself to local businesses, hand them your business card, take their business card, and maybe explore ways on how you can work together. There's many different ways that you can work together with local businesses besides just the standard, can you hang a poster up at my business and I'll hang up your poster, or can you hand out my business card and I'll hand out your business card. There's many other things you can do. For example, you can ask them, hey, how about if you donate, for example, if you own a massage place, how about if you donate 50% off your first massage to each, and I'll put it in our new student packet and give it to every one of our new students. It's a great opportunity for you to acquire new clients. Or if you own a dental office, how about donating a free teeth cleaning? If you own a clothing store, how about giving our customers a discount? Or if you own a restaurant, how about giving them a free dessert or buy one, get one free on an entree? And all these different things that you collect from local businesses, you can put in your new student packet, and that way you're supporting their business. Another thing that is really good to improve your networking opportunity is getting involved with sponsorships. Instead of just hosting a free child safety seminar, how about if you had a free child safety seminar sponsored by All Children's Hospital? It just makes the impact of your event a little bit more powerful. But not only getting sponsors for your events, but also sponsoring other events. You want to sponsor as many different community events and activities as you possibly can. Sponsor a baseball team, a soccer team, because those are some of our number one competitors. And it's a great way to show other people, hey, you're not just a business trying to collect money for yourself. You're also taking that money and investing in and supporting other local groups. So anything that you can support. We support the Police Athletic League. We donate memberships to the St. Jude's charity fundraiser each year. We donate money to the local ROTC at one of the local high schools. Everything from little bitty things, even buying an abundance of Girl Scout cookies and just giving them out to our students as a free gift to show that we support the community. It really improves your image of your business. It helps your community. And, of course, that's all what networking is about. It's about marketing your business as a different avenue. Going on, you know, if you are going to be getting involved with a lot of networking and you're feeling overwhelmed, the idea that you want to try to take on is to hire a PR director to do the job for you. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be a salary-based position. It can be a volunteer-based position. My PR director is a volunteer. She worked in dentistry all her life. She's now retired, but she's very social in her community. She's one of those people who doesn't want to work a 9-to-5 every day, but at the same time, she doesn't want to be bored. So getting involved with PR responsibilities is right down her alley. She loves sending out my monthly email newsletters to our families. She loves coming in to our birthday parties and our school events and taking pictures and posting them on our bulletin board. She really loves to get involved in a way that builds a relationship with our public and builds relationships with our internal customers. So if you want more information on hiring a PR director, that would be a perfect topic for discussion on one of your 20-minute consultations that are complements of Member Solutions. So if that sounds interesting, make a little note, call your Member Solutions representative, and book a 20-minute consultation with me, and I'll be more than happy to give you some more information about that topic. Let's go ahead and move into question number two. This is, again, another really popular question that a lot of Member Solutions clients have been asking, especially in the recent times, is I'm running birthday parties at my school, but I'm not getting students to enroll afterwards. What do you do? Well, at my school at Automat Martial Arts, we do 2 to 3 birthday parties per month. It's a fantastic way to increase your enrollment. I love it because I personally have a stage at my own school where I can show my personality, show my knowledge and my expertise on the martial arts, and translate the values to the parents in the privacy of my own school to at least 20 to 25, maybe even 30 kids. So one thing before I even go through my 5-step process on increasing success is I encourage you, if you are the school owner and you feel like you are the the best instructor, most motivating instructor in your school, I recommend that you do these. For a long time, I had my staff run the birthday parties. Number one, because I didn't want to work on Saturdays. And number two, I thought that it was part of my staff's responsibility to run these birthday parties. Now I look at it at a whole new level. I look at it as, this is a fantastic marketing opportunity for me. I have a wonderful time. I improve my customer service because I put on really good birthday parties. And, of course, that kid is going to be even more attached to our school. And I also get paid for it. So it's pretty cool. Let's go ahead and talk about my five-step process that I do to increase my success for birthday parties. First and foremost, for safety reasons, I require all non-students' parents to attend the event. When my parents actually come and apply or pay to have our birthday party, I have them fill out a birthday party application. And within that application, there is a checklist that the parent must follow that talks about all the things that they need to provide for the birthday party. For example, decoration, cake, food, refreshments, paper products, and even waivers. I give out our invitations. Our invitations do have the waivers on the back, but I also tell them all non-students' parents will have to attend the party for safety reasons. Now, one of the reasons why I actually even started thinking about making this mandatory is because not too long ago I had a birthday party, and a little girl who was playing dodgeball got hit really hard in the head with a dodgeball, and it spooked her. And she was so spooked that she was crying, she was screaming really loud, her mother wasn't there, and all of us were strangers to her. So she continued to scream and cry for the rest of the birthday party. Well, I'm sure you can figure out how it turned out. The kid's birthday party was totally ruined because this little girl was so upset, and we didn't have a parent or guardian, somebody familiar with the little girl, to really help calm her down and tend to her needs emotionally. So with that said, non-students have to have their parents there just in case something happens. We want to be able to direct that child over to the parent so that we can emotionally bring her back down to a more stable level. Again, also, one of the reasons why I want non-student parents there is because I want the parents to see their child participating in this activity where they're going to show some really good characteristics that the parent might not otherwise would have seen. For example, if the child does fantastic physically or intellectually, they pick up the material and they're getting a lot of recognition for it, I want the mom and dad to witness that. That's the number one thing that's very important. And then, of course, you can see where I'm going with this. If the parent is present, then we can translate the value, and then hopefully we can get them to set an appointment and possibly even enroll into our school or ultimately enroll in our school. That's what my main goal is for this step number one. Going on to step number two, I make it a priority to learn the name of each and every child who is participating. When the kid walks in the door, my office manager introduces herself, shows the child where to put their shoes, and then brings the child over to me to introduce them formally. And I say the child's name. I try to repeat it back so that I remember the child's name. And then as we get going with the party, the first 10 minutes, all we do is we have a little bit of free time on the mat. I usually pull out the dodgeball, and we play dodgeball tag and just have a little bit of fun. Then when I start the party, I sit them all in a circle, and I have them each introduce themselves. Then I put them over to the waiting deck area, just like our students do before they line up for their normal classes, and I line them up one at a time, and I call them by their name. My goal is to know every student's name or every participant's name before I line them up to actually formally start the party, which is approximately 15 minutes into the actual birthday party. The reason why I do this, well, number one, it looks really cool when you're calling a strange child by their name to the parents who are watching. Number two, it helps me establish a little bit of a relationship with that child. And then number three, when I actually am running them through their birthday party material, I can identify what their strengths and weaknesses are. And then when I'm talking to the parents and I say, what is your child's name? They say, well, Hunter is my child. And I can say, oh, Hunter, yes, he's got really good kicks. He's got a great personality. He's very outgoing. I think he'd be really good if he tried martial arts. So it really helps me build that relationship and then translate the value to the parents. And the parents are always impressed. Every single birthday party, I always have several parents who say, I can't believe how you just pick up on their name so quickly. And my reply is always, well, I'm very good at my job and I know what I'm doing. And that's what they want to hear. They want to know that you're good at what you're doing and you're confident about your knowledge and your expertise. That's going to really leave a very good impact and a good initial impression. And it's going to lead to a lot more enrollment. So going on, of course, to number three, like I mentioned, I want to identify with each and every child. as I'm running in through their martial arts kicks and their strikes, and we do some pad work, and we play some relay races, I'm making mental notes of each and every child, particularly the non-students. And then when we take a break for pizza, that's when my office manager and my assistant take over, and they serve the food, and they take care of the kids from there. It gives me a chance to take a break, step off the deck, get a drink of water, and I'm right out there in the parent section. And I walk up to every single parent, and I try to introduce myself. I ask them who their child is, and I try to give them some thoughtful feedback. Oh, Hunter, yes, he's got really strong sidekicks. Oh, your child is Olivia? Yes, she's really loud. She answers up. She's very outgoing. What a great personality. And that enables me to start a conversation with the parent, show that I've already had a relationship established, so their guard is going to be down. And then I can go into saying, have they ever thought about taking martial arts? And even give them a little bit of thoughtful feedback. Well, you know what? If they participate in this program, I think they do really good. Olivia would do really good because she's so outgoing, and this is such a great place for personalities to shine. So a lot of benefits to knowing the child by name, identifying their strengths, and being able to go up to the parents and establish that relationship, and of course translate what you see as their strengths, and maybe even translate how your program can help them if they decide to enroll. Going on to number four, of course, that's what I was referring to just now, spending a few minutes with each and every parent. And then, of course, number five, personally inviting each parent in for a private evaluation. I have all the confidence in the world after I talk with the parents and I'm talking about their child's strengths to go back up to them towards the end of the birthday party and say, are you interested in maybe trying out a trial program, or how about if you set up a private pre-evaluation? And what I'll do is I'll run them through some physical tasks, some intellectual tasks, some social tasks, and some emotional tasks. It'll help me identify where their strengths are and also help me identify specifically where our program can help you. It works really well. My percentages are very, very high to get them in that pre-evaluation. Once I know I get them into the pre-evaluation, I know I have them enrolled. So my goal is to try to book 2 to 3, maybe even 4 pre-evaluations at the birthday party. So far, so good. Knock on wood. We're having a great track record with that. One of the reasons why is because we follow this 5-step process. Number one, non-student parents have to attend. Number two, I make it a priority to learn each and every child's name. Number three, I identify with each and every child and try to learn their strengths and even their limits based on what I taught. Number three, spend some time with the parent to establish a relationship and also help me establish some value. And then, of course, number five, personally inviting them into a pre-evaluation. If you follow that 5-step process, you are sure to increase your enrollments. If you have any additional questions, of course, like I said, again, call your Member Solutions representative. Book a 20-minute consultation, compliment to Member Solutions, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you have. Let's go on to question number three. I have a bunch of students who have not come back since the holidays. What can I do to get them back in the door? We run contact campaigns during the holidays, during days that we are closed, and also during the spring breaks and the summer breaks. And the contact campaigns work really well. Basically, what we do is we call the parent just to specifically find out why the child is not participating. Of course, we want to invite them back and ask them if there's anything we can do to help get them back in. But what we want to do is we don't want to stop right there. We want to follow up by writing a handwritten note to that child with some specifics if we possibly can, to let them know that we're thinking of them, they are special, we do have a relationship with them, and we'd love to have them back in class. And I give a good example here in the report that I sent out a few weeks back in the Member Solutions newsletter. And one thing, for example, is I call this little kid, his name is Jake, and he likes to be a pirate in class all the time, which is very cool. He didn't come back right away after the holidays, so I gave his father a call, and I asked him, you know, where he's been. And they told me that he was still in his toy rage from Christmas. So I sent him a following handwritten letter just saying, "Dear Jake, hope that Santa brought you all sorts of cool stuff for Christmas. Class isn't the same without my favorite pirate in class, because as I just mentioned, he likes to be the pirate of the class. When you're finished recovering from all that fun playing with your new toys, please jump back in class and we'll get you ready for your brown belt. Your favorite karate instructor, Miss Melody." It worked perfect because kids love getting mail. He loved receiving this card. He loved the fact that I mentioned pirate. And he loved the fact that I invited him back and I mentioned that he's right, the brown belt is next, and that's a really cool step. So it worked really well to get him back in class. So contact campaigns are very important. You don't want to just stop with just the call. You want to follow up with a handwritten letter. And if they don't come back even after that, you want to make sure you continually follow up by sending them invitations. Invitations, for example, we have a bowling day coming up. After that, we in March, we have our two-year birthday party. In April, we have our Ninja Night. So every month, we try to do some kind of special event or activity, whether it's income-generating or non-income-generating. And that enables us an opportunity not only to increase our customer service with our existing students, but also to try to follow up on inactive students and get them back into the door. Let me go ahead and move on to question number four. How do I improve communication with my students? You know, this one is, it goes without saying, communication is the key to success with your school. But I can relate to every martial arts school owner in the sense that sometimes there's just not enough time in the day to really think about communicating everything that you're really building in your school. For example, communicating that you have a bowling day coming up, communicating your birthday party, communicating about your ninja night, communicating about your testing, communicating about new rules and regulations. There's so many different things that we're thinking of and we're trying to juggle these hats. I know it can be taxing to really get the word out, and that's what a good office manager should do. So if anything, this particular report and this particular question is one that you want to print out and give to your program director or your office manager or whoever your assistant is whose primary function is to handle the off-deck duties. And you want to make sure that this person tries to follow all seven suggestions that I provide here in this report. Because you don't want to just try to communicate through mail and hope that they actually read the mail or remember what they read. You don't want to just communicate through email. You want to communicate through multiple avenues. So let me go through each one of these seven topics, and then again I'll review how you can make this process work. Well, number one, we use the Martial Arts Messenger as our newsletter. If you're not using the Martial Arts Messenger provided to you by Members Solutions, I recommend you start doing so. It's got really cool things. It's got a great character lesson report that's on the cover, which I actually happen to write for Members Solutions. And then inside, there's all kinds of really cool fun games and activities that Joe Galea has put together. And then on the back, there's a spot where you can put all of your upcoming announcements, testing, bowling day, birthday party, your students' birthdays, all the students who upgraded to your Master Club, Black Belt Club. Get creative. Whatever you want to give recognition for, put it in that newsletter. You would not believe how many students love seeing their name printed in that newsletter. And, of course, you would not imagine how many parents actually read it, which they do here in my school, and I think that's great. So make sure you're using that Martial Arts Messenger newsletter. There's several different formats that you can utilize through the Member Solutions website. If you're having a hard time finding out how to use the functions of the newsletter, contact your Member Solutions representative. They'd be more than happy to assist you. But don't just stop there. Number two, send out monthly newsletter emails. This is very important. Send out newsletters that include your 90-day calendar, your school specials, your event highlights. For example, we just had a testing, and we gave out 40 perfect attendance awards. That's something that we want to highlight in our newsletter, telling everybody, wow, that's phenomenal. 40 perfect attendance awards. You guys are doing a great job. Obviously, you love the program. Thank you very much for your support. Let's keep it up, and let's try to hit 50 at the next testing. Because you want to consistently remind them of the success of your business. That's really what builds customer loyalty. And that's the key to success, is having very loyal customers. So if you are not communicating to your students via email, this is something that is an absolute must on your 2007 calendar goals. If you need help on figuring out how do I even set up an email account, contact me. I'd be more than happy to direct you. As a matter of fact, I just started a new account with an advertising company. It's very inexpensive. I can send out 50,000 emails per month, and it costs me less than $50. So that's very inexpensive. All I have to do is put together the text. I have my graphic designer put it in a really nice format. I email that particular text over to the advertising company, and within 4 hours, they have it sent out to my email list. It works really well. It's a lot more simple than what you would think. And this is, again, something that your PR director, your program director, your office manager, or whoever your assistant is whose primary function is to work on off-deck responsibilities, this is something that they should be doing each and every month. But, again, like I said, you don't want to stop there. Website. You want to update your website on a monthly basis with your latest events and activities. If you're not utilizing your website very much, now is the time to do so. Things such as telephone books are becoming out of date, almost like VHS tapes. You want to make sure that your website's consistently up to date so that your students are always navigating to the site. And, of course, new people are always navigating to the site and checking it out. It was so funny, not too long ago, I was just kind of Googling an old friend of mine to see what's new in his school. And I jumped on his website, and he had tournament announcements and tournament results from July of 2006. Well, to me personally, if I was a new customer and I was scoping at the site and I saw how long it has been since they updated the site, it's not going to really leave a good impression on their customer service, and most likely will probably look around for another business. Another area that you want to use to improve communication with your students is a bulletin board. We have a dry erase board right near the front counter. And every week, we just put something new on there. The parents all read it. Every single week. This week we have announcing our bowling party next week. And we have please register at the front desk. Well, we put it up on Monday, and so far we've already had 25 people register for the bowling day. So again, of course, the dry erase board, you want to put something that's coming up within the next week or two. When testing comes up in 2 weeks, we put testing registrations now available. Please get your registrations turned in no later than next Wednesday. And parents will be sitting down, they'll look over, they see it on the dry erase board, and it's a great reminder while they're there to go ahead and register. So you want to make sure you have that at your school. If you don't, like I said, now is the time to do so. Going on to number five, flyers and posters. We have our our two-year birthday party coming up in March, and we print out these really cool birthday party tickets that all of our students can pass out and hand to their friends. And we also made really cool posters that look just like the tickets, and we have them hanging up everywhere in the school. All across our front window, we have 4 or 5 posters. On both of our bathroom doors, we have a poster. On our bulletin area, we have a poster. Right under by our front desk, we have a poster. So you want to hang them all over your school, not just at local businesses, because you want the parents to see the effort that you're putting into promoting this event. Last year, our birthday party had hundreds and hundreds of family, friends, and guests. This year, I want the same thing. I want a lot of people there. And my ultimate goal isn't just about new enrollments. My ultimate goal is all about building customer loyalty. And one way that you can build customer loyalty is you can establish relationships with your students and their parents. And it's really hard to establish relationships with the students or with their parents, for that matter, while you're running classes. Because you're so busy teaching and you're so busy handling the day-to-day duties, you really don't have the time to sit down and say, how are you doing? How are things going? How was your vacation? By the way, where do you work? That's why we have the bowling party. That's why we have our birthday party. Not just because we want to try to provide good customer service events that they can participate in, but it enables myself and my staff an opportunity to talk with our parents on a more casual, comfortable basis and really get to know them. The more you get to know your students, the more loyal they're going to be to you, which means better retention, which is better results across the board. Let me go on to number 6, which is networking. And this is a very important avenue for communication, is talking with your parents during downtime. So my office manager, after the front counter, after it clears off and class begins, my office manager doesn't just sit there and wait around for the phone to ring or wait around for somebody to come up to the front counter. She immediately jumps in the parent section and sits down next to the parents and starts talking to them. The same thing with me. If I step off the deck because Carlos is warming up the students, running them through their calisthenics, or Carlos is managing the class because he's doing a mirror drill that doesn't really require my attention at that time, every time I have downtime, I jump off the deck and I sit in the parent section. And I just hang out and talk with them and communicate. Did you know we have a bowling party coming up? Are you going to go? Oh, did you know about our birthday party coming up? Make sure you're there. We're going to have a bounce house. We're going to have a birthday cake, all kinds of cool things. So it really helps us spread the word. And, of course, the seventh idea for improving communication, which I'm sure everybody is already doing, but I always want to reinforce it just in case you're not, is announcements. Our parents, our students, everybody in our school knows that when I line my students up at the end of class, that is time for announcements. If it is really loud because we have new students coming in and we have parents talking, I have all my students wait until it's quiet. And so everybody knows that that's the time to get quiet so I can make all of my announcements about the upcoming events and activities in class and make sure that I communicate all those events and activities. So, again, let's go ahead and just review these 7 ways for improving communication with your students. Your martial arts messenger, email, website, bulletin board, flyers and posters, networking, which is just basically communicating in the parent section during downtime, and announcements. You have to have all seven. If you have all seven, every single event and activity that you host at your school will be far more successful than it already is. And consistency is extremely important. Don't drop the ball in any one of these, because if you keep it up for a little while and then you start dropping the ball in the emails or dropping the ball in the martial arts messenger or dropping the ball in the website or the bulletin board or any of these different areas, then your customer service is going to go backwards. And after you start doing these seven areas, your parents and your customers are going to expect them. So if they're expecting to get an email or they're expecting a newsletter or they're just expecting to hear it during the announcements and you start dropping the ball, then it's just going to show that you're unorganized, and like I said, your customer service is going to go backwards, and that's something that you never, ever want to do. You always want your customer service moving forward. Okay, going on to the final question, which is question number 5, I'm ready to invest money in advertising. What are some tips that you can provide? There's a lot of tips that I can provide you for advertising, but here are some important tips that I think are essential to a really good advertising campaign. Number 1, have a professional design your work. Because there are many times where I have personally put together really good ads, and of course I enjoy putting together ads, but that means that it's taking time away from other activities and other responsibilities that I have with both of my businesses and my consulting responsibilities. So I put that responsibility into my graphic designer's plate, and he designs all of our work, and it looks fantastic. Everything from our email campaigns to our open house birthday party tickets, to our flyers, to our posters, you name it, we have a professional design our work. He does a great job. It definitely makes a huge impression. For example, when we did our one-year birthday party, I put together standard invitations in our Word document and printed them out and handed them out. And, of course, people did distribute them. But this year, I had my graphic designer put together these open house tickets, which were totally cool, full color, front and back. They looked like bookmarkers, as a matter of fact. And I had them reprinted for less than $100. And I started handing them out to my parents last week, and the typical reply was, wow, these look really cool. So when they pass them out to their friends and families, what do you think they're going to say? They're going to say the same thing, wow. These are really cool. This is a very nice open house ticket. It's full color. It's very catchy. It's very cutting edge. Obviously, this is going to be a really cool event if they put this much time, money, and effort into promoting the event. That's the kind of impression that I want to leave with my students, and I want to leave with my community, for that matter. The idea number 2 for advertising is to test a variety of different advertising media. I've heard people say that the Penny Saver works really well in their area. Penny Saver doesn't really work well in my area because we're targeting a different kind of demographical market. I have people say that direct mail doesn't work in their area. Direct mail works fantastic in my area. I have people say that commercial and radio advertising doesn't work. But then you have some big-name martial arts school owners who say that media and radio advertising does work. So the point is, you have to test a variety of different advertising media. Don't rely on suggestions from your friends when they say try this, and then you try it out. Because if it doesn't work, then number 1, you lose. Number 2, you're going to lose that marketing confidence. You do not want to lose marketing confidence, particularly in the advertising area. Because advertising can be very expensive, but at the same time, advertising is essential to the growth of your school. So you want to test a variety of different advertising media. And look at it this way. If you try a direct mail piece, or you try a commercial, or you try a newspaper advertisement, and it doesn't work, then at least you found out what area doesn't work in your school. But, of course, keep in mind that the guerrilla marketing concept is the 10-time rule applies. People have to hear about your business 10 times before they actually take an interest in your product or in your service. So as you test these variety of different areas, make sure that you're backing it up with networking, some kind of publicity campaign, and also really good customer service. And, of course, number 3, remember that advertising doesn't only drive new customers. It builds customer loyalty as well. And this is very, very true. If you think about it, think about a product or a brand that you purchase. And think about how you feel when you see a commercial on TV on your favorite product or brand. You know, for example, I have a Hummer, so every time I see those Hummer commercials, I get all excited because it's just customer loyalty. Or I use Sprint as my cellular phone service, Every time I see a Sprint commercial, I have a little bit more customer loyalty. And the cooler the commercials are, the more successful I feel that their business is doing, which means the more loyal I am to them. That's just the common consumer state of mind. So when you're doing this advertising, you're not just advertising to new people. You're advertising to your existing students. I've had several times where parents have come in and said, hey, I got your direct mail piece, and Channing looked really cute in that picture, or I recognize Marco, or hey, my child was in that advertising piece. I really like that. Same thing with newspapers, even our open house ticket. Everything that we do, we try to put our students in it. And it really, again, like I said, it builds that really strong customer loyalty. Now, on that note, again, if you're having a hard time putting together your own advertising, or you don't have a professional designer doing the work for you, that's an area that I can help in. That's an area that Human Concepts can help in. That's an area that Member Solutions can help in, because there's so many different avenues where you as Member Solutions clients have access to some really good advertising pieces. So you want to take advantage of those. There are many times in the past where I've seen a really cool ad that has been posted on the Member Solutions website, and I'll say, oh, that's really cool, and then I'm never taking advantage of it. Well, that's something that is my goal for this year, not only using my professional graphic designer's advertising material, but I also want to use the Member Solutions advertising material. So I want to test it out. I want to see the results so that I can turn around and share them to you, too. So on that note, if you are struggling, again, to put together advertising material, or you'd like to see what our open house ticket looks like or what our direct mail piece looks like, you can email me, and my email address is Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at schumannconcepts.com, and that is S-H-U-M-A-N-C-O-N-C-E-P-T-S.com. I'd be more than happy to send you over a brief example of what our advertising material looks like. You can send it over to your graphic designer and say, hey, can you put together something like this? And, of course, if you're worried about pricing on how much it costs to have a professional design your work, why don't you email me? I'd be more than happy to share with you how much it actually costs to put these together, because they're not as expensive as what you would think. And for the value that you're going to get out of it and the impression that you're going to leave, it's definitely worth it, especially if you want to leave a really good impression in your community. So that is the Member Solutions Report for this month. Just really quickly, of course, if you did not receive your questions answered consulting email for February covering all of these questions, or you lost your copy and you'd like another copy, you can email me at the same address I just provided you. I'd be more than happy to forward this over to you. Now, before we open it up to other questions, I'm going to just want to make a couple of announcements. Keep in mind, like I said, you can book 20-minute consultations with your Member Solutions representative. These are complimentary of Member Solutions. Member Solutions went way out of their way to hire myself and hire Renshi Alley to do consultations with you. I can assure you that we do not do this service for free for them. They actually pay us to do these. So I don't want you to think that when you book your 20-minute consultation that you're invading my time, you're invading Renshi Alley's time, because that is something that is our job and our role. And again, of course, we're both very passionate consultants, and we would be more than happy to answer any of your questions. So please don't feel like you are invading our privacy. And please don't be afraid to email us either with any questions. I'm starting to get a really big influx of Member Solutions clients who are emailing me on a regular basis, and I think that's fantastic. Keep those emails coming. Keep those 20-minute consultations coming, because the more successful you are, the more successful the martial arts industry is as a whole. One more announcement. Make sure, if you haven't already, check out the Member Solutions Reward Store. This is something that they've put together so that you can earn special credit and discounts and incentives towards all kinds of products. Products that you can find through Maya, products you can find through NAPMA, even Human Concept products. So if you've looked at those products before and you're always interested in getting them, if you purchase them through the Member Solutions Reward Store, you're definitely eligible for a great discount. So take advantage of that opportunity, because that's something that you definitely don't want to go to waste. Okay, does anybody out there have any questions regarding this month's teleconference, or any questions for that matter? No questions, just crickets. Okay, then with that said, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this month's Member Solutions teleconference. Thank you, listeners, for those who participated. And if you're listening to this in a recording, thank you again for your service to Member Solutions. Again, please keep in touch. Please keep those questions coming in, and even keep those requests coming in for reports. Because as a matter of fact, next month Member Solutions topic is all about testing, and we had several Member Solutions clients who requested some more detailed information about testing. So I'm going to put together some very good step-by-step comprehensive tips for you, and that's because you guys requested it. So we want to service your needs. Any kind of topics that you would like to hear about, keep those requests coming in, and we'd be more than happy to touch base on those and give you some great, thoughtful feedback on them. Thank you very much, Kathy, for your help today, and thank you guys, and we will talk to you next month.
Thanks, Melody.